We are learning Daf Chaf from Beis Maseches Nida, and we are starting at the end of a third line from the bottom on Chaf Amud Aleph, talking about the maras of dam, different colors of dam. Also, kamei the Rabbi Abu Amalahu b'mekoyma sheninu. This whole halacha that you check dam with a certain type of earth from Bikas Beis Kerem or anywhere else, it's only in its place. But once you move it out of its place already, then it changes colors. Rav Chanina, poly korter de agishto badiglei. Rav Chanina, when he used to check this earth, he used to just peel off a clump of earth, and he checked with that. We're out of any water. We said we need water. He checked without water. Rav Chanina was very big in Maris. He could do it. Layit aleha Rav Yishmael, Rav Yesi ve'askaro. Rav Yishmael gave a klala to anyone who copied this practice of Rav Chanina. And he cursed him with a very stark klala with the machla of Aschor. Why? Rav Chanina would chacham. Rav Chanina could pass like that without any water because he is very, very smart. He knows how to pass like that. Kuli am lach kimachil. Everyone else not that smart. They cannot pass like that. Om Rav Yechonam chachmosa de Rav Chanina garmli lo echzidama. Because of the chachma Rav Chanina caused me that I stopped seeing them. I stopped checking maris, passing maris. Why? Because Matmina, what I was Matame, he was Matar. Matar, no, I was Matar, Matame. I kept getting it wrong. Rav Chanina kept correcting me. I was doing the wrong thing, so I stopped passing Maris. Omer Rav Elazar, Avsenusa de Rav Chanina, Garmali de Chazay Dama. He's saying the opposite, that Rav Chanina caused me to see Dam, and what was his Zanivis? Because Rav Chanina really was a Yare to Paskin. He didn't like Paskin. And still the Dami Paskin, because he felt it was a very big purpose, a very big tachlis to Paskin. Because he put himself out there and checked the Dam, even though it's a risky practice, and you have to really have plates. I shouldn't Paskin on Dam. So we have two different ends of the spectrum. Rav Yechon didn't Paskin because he saw he felt that he wasn't as big as Rav Chanina and Maris. And the other Amir said, no, I learned from him to Paskin. Omer Rav Zeira, Tivo de Bavel, Garmel Chazari Dama. The nature, like the Chochmas HaTeva of Bavel, caused me that I shouldn't Paskin on Maris of Dam. Damina, I said to myself, Tivo Le Dana, I don't know the Chochmas HaTeva, but Dama Yedana, I think I know the colors of blood. So, Freit the Gemara, Lamemer, the Tivim Talia Mulsa. Sounds like over here that it has to do somehow with the Chochmas HaTeva to know what dam looks like. But it's not true. But Rava, the Gers is Rava, or Rava, Rashi's Gers is Rava, but Rava, who did Yod Dava Tiva, he knew Chachmas HaTeva, like Yod Dava Dama, he couldn't Paskin on Maris Dam. So the Gemara calls you in Kama, Ma Rava, the Yod Dava Tiva, like Chachmas HaTeva, no, actually, he was saying Kava Chaymer, he was saying, Ma the Rava, who knew the Chachmas HaTeva, and he couldn't Paskin Dam, me, I don't even know Chachmas HaTeva, of course I can't Paskin Dam. That's what Rav Zeira was saying. So we already have a few different Amorim who didn't Paskin on Maris. We have Rav Yechonon, we have Rav Zeira, and we have Rava or Rava. Ula Ukla Pumbedisa. Ula went to Pumbedisa. Pumbedisa was the city where there was a big Rosh Shiva there. His name was Rav Yehuda. Yehuda was the Rosh Shiva in Pumbedisa. So Ula Ukla Pumbedisa, Isa Kamei Dama, they brought him a Mara. Lechaza, he didn't look at it. Omar, he said to himself, Ma Rebbe Eliezer, Eloza, the Mara Dara Yisrael. Rav Eloza was the biggest Baki in Mara Dara Yisrael. Have a kimikla asher Yehuda. He used to come to the town of Rav Yehuda. Loi chazi dam. He didn't paskin. And no, I'm not should be bucket like Rav Elazar. Think I should paskin in front of Rav Yehuda? Therefore, he didn't want to paskin in Pumbedisa because Rav Yehuda was a reshiva there. He didn't want to paskin in front of Rav Yehuda. But my correlate Moro d'Arad Yisrael. Why was Rav Elazar called the Moro d'Arad Yisrael? It means like the master of Eretz Yisrael in Maris. Because there was a story. He is the Isla Kame, the Isla Domela Kame. There was a woman who brought Dam in front of Rav Elazar, Rav Eliyazo. Have Yosef Rav Ami Kame. Rav Ami was sitting there getting shimush. So Rav Elazar Arche smelled it. Omele, Hai Dam Chimadhu. Not only did he know that it was Tomei or not, he even knew what type of Dam, where Dam came from. Why, what caused the Dam. Dam Chimad and Dam Nida are exact same thing. So it was Tomei. But he said, this is not regular Dam Nida, it's Dam Chimad. What's the nafkina? Is dam chimin or dam nida? Nafkina is there's no vestis on it. If it's dam nida, it's vestis. Dam chimin, there's no vestis. But he told her, this is dam chimut. Wow, it's unbelievable. So basa nafka, Itlar Rami. Rami ran after her to see Taka, you know, Amrlay, and she said, "Yeah, Baili Hoye Vadarach. My husband was Vadarach Chavatev, and I was, desiring him." So Rav Elazar was mechavim from smelling the dam. Kari Aleha Soid Hashem Liyareyav. The secrets are to the ones who fear Hashem. So you see how big of a master Rav Elazar was. Another similar story. Ifra Homer's Ima the Shvar Malka. There was this lady, Ifra Homer, she was a non-Jew. She was the mother of Shvar Malka. Now this non-Jew was, she wanted to try to become a Geiris. She was a very frum guy. And she used to mishamer herself from Nida. So she had all the Hilchas Nida. She practiced all Hilchas Nida. And she used to send Kabbalahs, Rashi says. She was a very frum guy. If Rahomer is Ima Shvar Malka, Shadu Domli Kameda Rava. She had a Shaila, she had a Mara. This guy had a Goita, had his Mara. She sent the Dam to Rava.
But Rava didn't pass.
Oh, that's why he's a very good Kasha. My mom is just unbelievable, Gewaldic. Rashi has the Kasha. So Rashi asked his kasha. Rashi says it was a nace that he got it right. I want to read Rashi inside for you. Why she didn't know? She sent it to the Rav, you know. But I forgot the Amalei. They didn't know. She didn't know at least. But I forgot the Amalei. Rav lo yado adama nisa shvach shleis. Rashi says.
What's Rashi?
Rashi de Maschol Arche. It's more to the top.
Yeah.
So talk to Gemara. Back into the Gemara. So Shadu Dam to Rava, sent Dam to Rava. Have a Yosef Rav Avadi Kameh. Rav Avadi was sitting in front of Rava. And Arche, Rava smelled it. Omrei, hi Dam Chimudu. He says, this is Dam Chimud. Omrei Lebrei, so if Rav Homer has told his son, Tochazi Kama Chachime Yehudai, look how smart they are. Omrei, Dilma Kasuma Baruba, maybe he just took a wild guess. So, okay, so, you know, if Rahomer said, you're right, maybe Taka was a wild guess, let's try it out. All the Shadle, Shisim Mine Dama. She sent him 60 type of dam. They're all dam nida. The last one was a dam achilis, dam from a lice, which looks exactly the same. Makulu Amirinu, he said, Makulu Amirinu always said, he said all of them are dam nida. Who Basra, dam kinim have it? The last one was dam kinim, lo yada. He didn't know what it was. Istaya Milso, he didn't know, he sent it back. But he sent it back, by the way, he wanted to give her a present. Sent her back a good lice comb. Shadle Sirkusa the Machla Kalmi. Sent it back, a lice comb you get by P.A. Wiener, so we got a good lice comb. And he sent it to her as a present. Wow, this is Mamish, like he, Amra, Yehudai, B'tavna Libi Yasuna. Mamish sitting in my heart. The Mamish know everything. They even know the lice. So Rava was also nice, obviously. He just sent it as a present. But again, you see, idea that the Talmid Chacham knew everything, and if not, the Eibush to help that the Seat Shmaya, they knew everything. Om Rav Yehuda, Mareisha Avachazina Dama. My beginning, I used to check Maris. Kivin to Amrle Imei, the Yitzchak Bri, the mother of Yitzchak, my son. Now, he was divorced from, that's why he called it Imei Yitzchak Bri. She said that Hai Tifsa Kamaisa, the first dam that comes out of her, she never sends to the Rav. It's smelly. And it's not covered to send to the Rav. She always sent the second Mara. So Loi Chazina, since this was she does, there's a different Loi Chazina. Why? Because now he's scared that if I always get the second dam, maybe the first dam was really Tame, and the second dam is Tar. So I can't trust it anymore. So he stopped passing Maris. But when it's, it comes after the dam tayar, means when Isha has a baby and goes through the dam tayar, and now he's starting dam tuma, then he does check. Why? Because then she would send the first tipa, because since she was seeing dam so long, it's not the first tipa anymore. So therefore, he would check then. But he stopped checking for this reason. Zotimar Abayit, another story. Yalta Aise Domei Lekamei de Rabba Rav Chana. Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman. Very chashuva lady. A smart lady. She sent dam in front of Rav Barachana, but Tommy lo, and he said it's Tommy. How the ice like made Rav Yitzchak bring Rav Yehuda? She brought the same arrow to Rav Yitzchak bring Rav Yehuda. But Doch lady said it's Tar. Great thing, Marav. Hey, how are you allowed to do that? And the kasha is on the chacham. How is the chacham allowed to be metaret? Presumably, Yalta told her that, by the way, I brought it to Rabbi Baruch Hanna. He says, Tommy, here, what do you think? Now, how is he allowed to change the psak? But Tanya, look at the Braisa, Chocham Shatime, A chalkum might say somebody's tummy, in chaveru sholatara. His friend is not allowed to be mutarit. Osar, if someone rav said it's osar, in chaveru sholatara, friend can't be mutarit. So what's going on here? How is he allowed to change the psak of his friend? You know, I'll do that. Zok to Gemara, mekara tumuya v'tamalei. When the second rav, Rav Yitzchak, first when it came to him and she said she showed it to different rav, said, okay, the rav said it's tummy. But then she said a little more. She said that, by the way, Rabba, the first Rabba, always to matara this thing. And today I came there, I saw his eyes were hurting him. So that's when dachilei. So that's not called already a changing of psak. We're finding out that was a mistake. And his eyes were hurting him. So then you'll have change of psak. Freight the Gemara, how do you believe her? Mima hemni, why she believed that she said all the other maras were good. Like, you know, the same exact one. Who said she believed? Right, and yeah, she is believed. But Tanya went to the Braisa. The menes isha loymar kezer reisi vevaratov. She loses a mara, and she could say kezer reisi vevaratov. She could say, you know, they show her something. They know it's exactly like this, but I lost it, and she's believed. So therefore, you believe. Now, a boy a little more of the shy like this. Let's say that's good for her own mara. She loses a mara. And then she says that the same exact maras were tar, so Allah is we could trust her that that's tar. Shaila is that someone shows her a dam now, and she says, you know what, that same mara I showed someone else that's tar. She believed that much also. It means you have the mara in front of you. She's just saying, I remember it's tar. That's a shaila. Boilu. Kizetir is playing chachamahu. If she believed that much. Tashima, let's try being right. The man says, "Mark is every easy." Vavata, we see she's demon. She says, "I saw that same type of thing. I just lost it." She's believed. Zok demon, no. Shani awesome. Less lekama. There, it's not efshel levara because it's not here anymore. So then she's believed. But when you have something in front of you, it's efshel levara. Show it to chacham. She's not believed. That's not right. She's not believed. Let's see another. What?
Why do you need a chacham?
Yeah. Because she's not Neman, the Chacham has Masairah, has Bekias.
She's just saying this color is not Patar.
She's not Neman, it's Afshalavara with a Chacham.
You don't need a Manas.
What?
What's the Machayek to go to
Because this is the case, the Isha doesn't really know Mara Saddam. She's just Neman to say that's the exact same thing that I showed to someone else yesterday. She doesn't know Hilchas Mara. She doesn't know the Lachav's Mini Adama, Karka, and all these things. She doesn't know that. She just knows that this was good yesterday. So that helps if it's not here. But once it's here, there's a better bearer. A better bearer. Chacham is a better bearer. Toshima, let's bring it up. Yalto, Ais the Dom Lekamei, the Rabbi Rachana, the Tomile, Lekamei Yitzchavei, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Dochile. And the Gemara, the Kasha, the Eichi, Ovid Hochi, this is the story before. Bring it up the story before. That, with Yalto, we're back, remember, for those who got distracted, we're in the middle of a Shaila here, because she passed on a Mara based on a different Mara. So the first time we bring a raya from lost, it's not a raya. Let's bring another raya. It says, Yalta, I say dom la kamei d'rav barachan, I'm a tomilei. Kamei d'rav yitzhi v'rav yitzhi v'rav yitzhi v'rav. And he brought the next rabbi and said, it's tar. And the Gemara kash v'hech av adachi. V'atanya chokam sh'ti mei chaver v'shoy l'tar. And the Gemara says, Ramina t'mui av tamilei. First, he was in a tamilei attack, the second rabbi. Kivin da omrelei, the chol yoyim ma'atchelei gegabna, since she's told him that he always is matar at this, v'idlum d'chash v'ina, ha adachilei. And he's Matarit. What do you see? Your mom's believed her. With a Mara in front of you, you believed her that it's a good Mara. Alma mehem no law. Soktimar no. He's a Ruda Gamre Samach. He was not believing her that always Matarit. That was not what he had to believe. He knew himself this was Tar. Once he heard that Rabbah, his eyes were hurting him, that was enough for him to Paskin. He was not Paskin based on that she said that he was Matarit amongst others. That's not what he was Matarit. He Matarit his own eyes. Just the problem was he doesn't want to argue on the Rav. There is the Rav. Once he found out the Rav's eyes were hurting him, then he was Mekel.
Why would he pass him if the eyes were
hurting
him? What? Why would he pass him if the eyes
were hurting him? That's a good question. Why the first Rav passed him when his eyes were hurting him? That's a good question. I don't know. We had the hour last night, but that's a good question. Nothing more about Rebbe Raw Adam Belaila Vatime. Rebbe Raw Adam Belaila Vatime. Rebbe saw dam at night. Someone showed him at night, and he said it was tamei. Rabba yoim v'tihar. Then he saw it by day, and he said it's tar. Himtim shachas. He waited another hour, and he said, "What do I do? Chaz v'time. He said, it's tame. Why did he change it? He didn't look at it a third time. He just said that, you know, why? Maybe last night was really tame, and you know, it didn't change. So maybe it's really tame. Omar. No, maybe he said, in the morning he saw it was tar. So he said, oh, it's tar. Then he said, an hour later, why did I say it's tar? Last night maybe it was tame. If I see from last night, I see today, I would say it's tame. Maybe the reason why it's tar, and then not because the light changed. Maybe the mara changed. So therefore, he went chaz v'time. And then, the fourth step is, Omar, oily shamati yisi. Maybe I made a mistake by chayze v'tame. So to Gemara, shamati yisi? Vadeta. He for sure made a mistake by doing his third, you know, third step, the chazara to make it back tame. Why? The Tanya. Lo yom chacham yilo hayo lach hayo vadeta tame. Elo oimer, he says, ein lo yodayin amasha, ein lo yroyas. You only say what you're dying right. Now, I just want to speak out, Clara, that when he looked at it at night, he didn't say Vade Tomei. It wasn't a psak. He saw it at night, he said, looks doesn't look good. Safak Tomei. The morning, he said, it's Tahar. Vade. An hour later, he changed back to Tomei because he said, maybe last night it was really Tomei. Then he said, Oili Shemet Isi. So, Dr. Gemara Kasha, it's Vadei Teisi. It's Vadei Teisi over here. Because, ain't loyal dying, Elamasha, ain't Royas. And in the morning, you saw it's Tahar, it's Tahar. So my answer is a case like this. Mikara achzake b'tomei. The first step when they brought it to him at night, he said, Vadei tomei. Kiven the chazal tzav for the shtani. He saw the morning had changed. Oma vadei taru hava. But lailo would always chaz shafi. I must have not seen a good night. Kiven, then he looked at it a third time. Kiven the chazal the hada shtani, he saw it keeps on changing. He saw the hour that it keeps on changing. So he said, no, oma hai tomei hu, wa fachu to kamach mazal. And it's keep on going worse. And after that, he said, maybe shema te'isi by changing back to Tomei, and that's only Hashem already. So at the end of the day, Itaka wasn't clear.
It's not Hashash, right?
What?
It's going to change.
Right, but not really Hashash is going to change. Anyone dying, right? Here he saw it changing, and therefore he was Hashash, but you're not going to look at it again. Now I'm going to look at it again.